Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, we've got Steve, Chris, and Lauren. Welcome, gang.
Hello.
Hello, Steve, Hello. Chris, and Laura.
Lauren.
Laura.
You said Laura.
Laura, is that somebody new? Is she replacing Bob?
Yes.
Don't tell Bob.
Lauren. Did I not emphasize
it's like I've been on
and
the show
enunciate my N?
I guess not.
Steve.
Steven.
So what's today's show about?
Today's show is going to be about Disney news.
Yay! I love the news.
We are dorks.
Oh, my. Yeah, you are.
Hey.
You know what, Lauren? You're going to start us off. Let's talk about Disney Cruise Line. That's going to be fun.
I knew I shouldn't have opened my mouth.
No.
Disney Magic is being reimagined. They are doing a lot of new things to it. First thing they're doing is youth clubs, the Oceaneer Club. They're going to unleash inner superhero Marvel's Avengers Academy. They're also going to put in a larger than life Disney Pixar Toy Story, fund an Andy's Room, play games with Mickey and Pals in Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, and they're going to be able to explore Tinkerbell's Magic World in Pixie Hollow.
Yeah.
This is my favorite part. They're putting in an Aqua Dunk. It's going to be a water slide that's going to begin with a near vertical plunge.
Ugh.
I saw photos of that.
Are you going to do it?
It's really cool.
It's kind of...
Would you do it, Steve?
I'd have to do it at least once, but it's not... From what it looks like, and I've seen water slides like this at other theme parks, but it's like a capsule you get in, and then they close it, and you're in this, you're in a clear tube, and you're standing there, and then they count you down, and then they push a button, and then the floor drops out.
Oh, God.
And then
that's not okay.
I know. You're like standing there almost completely vertical, and then they push a button, and the floor drops out, and then you go sliding down. So, I mean, I can't imagine it's more than like, you know, like 10 seconds or less, because you go down, it loops
well,
around.
Well, it's only what, two or three decks?
It's three stories.
Okay.
I think it's a three-story slide.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as high as the aqueduct, but...
And it's not as long, and, you know, it's very different. It's an aqua...
Yeah, it's like a thrill dunk, a thrill ride.
Aqua dunk.
Yeah.
Supposedly
and it goes
the...
out over the ocean, which is cool. I love that.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, it goes out over the ocean? How can it do that? Like the aqueduct, though.
It
drops down, and then it loops over the ocean, and then loops back on over by the deck.
It loops
I don't want to go on that
ship
anyway, so never mind.
In like a clear tube, and then it comes back around. And then you end up in like a wade pool type area, and you get up. Huey, Dewey, and Louie evidently designed this before the aqueduct, and then they decided to put it on the Magic. I guess there's a cute video, but I have not seen it yet, of them getting Donald Duck to test it out.
Oh, really? I haven't seen that.
So I'll have to I'll find it, and I'll put it on the show notes for everybody.
You know what, though? It's something interesting for the kids. It's going to spice up that part of the ship. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
I think it needs it.
I just hope that it's going to move fast. You know, if they're going to...
It's pretty quick.
It should be. I mean, the ride's going to be over before the next person's loaded. So it's pretty much going to be load time.
Continuous load almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the aqueduct was surprisingly not that fast. I mean, it was really fun, but it was slower than I thought it would be.
Yeah, it was a long wait.
Very cool.
Okay, so the next thing that they are putting in is the new twist and spout water slide. And they're going to be able to conduct water experiments at the Aqualab. That's for the little ones. Toddlers will love Nephew's Splash Zone. It's a bubbly water playground. And then for dining, they are adding in a restaurant, Cariocas. It's inspired by colorful culture of Brazil. I wonder if it's going to be like a Brazilian steakhouse.
Well, do you know who that is?
No.
Jose Carioca.
Who's
from
that?
The Three Caballeros.
Three Caballeros.
Ah.
I didn't know that was his last name. Yeah.
Oh, yes, you do. You know that.
I really don't think I did.
We just spent like 2 months with the twins obsessed with Three Caballeros. And one day Kevin came out and he said, you know, that's pretty un-PC. You've got Donald Duck chasing women. You've got a parrot with guns. and a rooster. No, it's a rooster with gun and a guns and a parrot smoking a cigar. It's like, but we kept letting the kids watch it because it made them be quiet. So
whatever. You got to go with what works. So
I know, right?
You really do. Sorry. If the three caballeros can babysit the kids, you got to roll with it.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Brooke and I just watch Family Guy all the time.
An updated look to the animator's palette.
And hold on. Going back to Carioca, it's not Jose, it's Jose.
Jose.
Do you ever hear
that? Jose Carioca.
Jose Carioca. Yeah. At least that's how they say it in the song. Don't you hear it on the hold music?
So Animators is getting an updated look and new animation walls, high definition flat screens, and the animation Magic Dinner Show.
Oh, that's good. That's a good show on the fantasy where you get to draw your own character, then it comes to life. So that's
nice. That is fun. Although mine didn't look very good.
And whose fault is that?
That would be the artist. It also could have been the glass of wine I had beforehand. That
would have made it better.
Was it just one glass?
I wonder if you could draw a character with like a glass of wine in his hand.
Slushing it back.
Like just because it kind of
I think Steve was sitting next to me and he kept nudging my arm so my picture would look bad.
Yeah. Believe that.
The other thing they are doing is with Cabanas. It's going to be an all-new casual dining experience themed to the Australian setting of Disney Pixar animated classic Finding Nemo. I love Finding Nemo.
Yay.
And then Paolo is going to receive a makeover with decor inspired by Venice. So that's the dining updates. Adult entertainment, they are creating an all-new entertainment district after hours, which is going to be exclusively for adults. Fathoms Nightclub is going to be a celebration of the sea that utilizes special effects, lighting, sound to create different atmospheres from early evening to night. And then they're going to have Keys Piano Bar and Lounge, which will offer a more low-key nighttime experience. And then the last one is Pub Days of Old are recalled in O'Gill's, an Irish pub and sports bar. Looks like they're going to start sailing again on the first one looks like October 20th.
Sounds right.
Yeah. So it's supposed to be like a 6-week dry dock.
Wow. That's pretty fast.
Yep.
Yeah. To do all that, that's really fast.
Yeah. And then they're doing the staterooms. I think they're
redoing the atrium too.
Yeah. They're doing the main atrium lobby area. I think they're getting rid of a staircase and redoing that to look a little bit more like the Fantasy and Dream.
Yeah, I would think the atrium from the Magic would be a little bit more classic.
Yeah. It's smaller.
I don't know. I understand adding some things, but you know, it has its own charm, and so I don't like them trying to make it like some of the newer ships, but I guess they're going to do what people want.
Yeah. You got to do a combo, I guess, but I think you still need to keep the classic look of the Magic almost,
As far as the layout, there's not a whole lot they can do to affect the layout, but there are so many aspects of that ship or those ships that I like. Opposed to the Dream and the Fantasy. So I hope they don't change too much.
And, the Twist and Spout and Aqualab, the new kids' pool area, that slide looks pretty cool, too.
Yeah. It's
I don't
like
know if
that
you've seen pictures
big,
of it. It's like a squiggly yellow, almost yeah. going down.
Yeah. Like the yellow Mickey slide, but longer.
Bigger.
Yeah. With more twists in it. Yep. Yeah, so it's going to be nice. And then the kids' area, Andy's room is actually two stories. And it's got like a Slinky Dog slide.
Oh, wow. Huh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yep. So we'll have to check it out.
The Keys Piano Bar looks like it's going to be cool.
Isn't that going to be like, where was that one that Amber sat at the piano bar?
Oh, that was on a non-Disney ship, evidently. Yeah, I remember.
She really liked sitting at the piano bar.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Let's leave Disney Cruise Line and let's head to the Magic Kingdom.
Yay!
What can we expect with the new Fantasyland expansion, I guess, phase two? We still have a couple of things that are still coming along. Princesses, Chris, Where can we find princesses?
In fall of 2013, they're supposed to open the Princess Fairytale Hall, which is the meet and greet for all the princesses. And, of course, the rumor is that they will open the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train ride in 2014. But
I still think it's going to open early.
Yeah, let's get some predictions.
Well, at the press event, they said they announced it was going to open in 2014 in the spring, right?
Right. Spring. Well, didn't they say like January or something like that? Or, yeah, spring.
I think they'll definitely have it open for the holidays.
Yeah, I do too. I think they're going to at least be soft opening.
They're trying to manage our expectations.
Well, and that's smart. Mm-hmm. Under promise and over deliver.
Yeah.
It's hard though when you're planning to go there for an opening. You know?
Right. We've got clients that are asking, you know, is this going to be open when I'm there? And if they're there in January, you don't know if you can say yes with confidence, or some want to know, is it going to be open in December? Some are asking about March when they say spring of or early of 14. What exactly does that mean? And
well,
people are planning their trips hoping to see some of this new stuff.
March would probably be the safest bet, but I don't know. I mean, it just seems like it'll be before the holidays, but
I think so.
You know,
I think so.
You never can really say. I mean, they're going to give themselves a cushion because they don't want to look stupid. Not like they did with Dumbo, where they had to keep changing the opening for that. So,
Disney has a new daytime parade coming. It is the Festival of Fantasy Parade. and they're saying it's going to be spring of 2014.
Woo!
I know.
Is this going to take the place of the 3 o'clock parade they have right now?
Yes.
It'll be the new. I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle that.
You know, the problem is, I haven't seen the 3 o'clock parade in so long.
No, I haven't either.
Because everyone's watching the parade, and I'm like, oh, I got to get on the rides.
Yeah, me too.
But I never
watch the parades ever.
But the nighttime parade is really good. So I feel like I probably should. I bet the kids would really enjoy the 3 o'clock parade.
I still enjoy the parades.
So I probably should.
Yeah, I do too.
It's just been a long time since I've seen the 3 o'clock parade.
I'll see them sort of like as I'm walking up Main Street or something, but I never stop. And even the nighttime ones, we're always like going, oh, we're stuck right in the middle of this thing. So
Lauren
we're
was
not parade
quite,
people.
Lauren was quite amusing in Disneyland trying to view the parade. We practically bribed people to get into handicap spots, and no one would, you know, the parade was going on and the whole handicapped area was empty. Like, come, there's no one here. Can we stand here?
They're like, I was almost in tears. They wouldn't let me play.
No, they wouldn't. Mm-hmm. The wheelchair areas were just not going to let us in. And then we even tried two of them. And that's a
really good parade.
It was cute.
I liked that one.
We ended up out in front of It's a Small World and had pretty good viewing. And when we could see the end of the parade, we jumped on Small World. No line, of course, because everyone's watching the parade. And within minutes, you know, the lines build up, which was great. We had good timing on that. But anyway, we're not talking about
that. Yeah, that
was good. Yeah. So, new parade coming. Oh, and then we've got something else exciting in May. So, what's going on? Who's going to take it? Chris.
I'll take it.
All right.
On May 24th, Disney is going to be open the Magic Kingdom, Disneyland Park in California, and Disney California Adventure for 24 hours straight.
I think that's fun.
I think it is too. I would love to go.
Did you go last time with Bob and everybody?
No, we were supposed to go, but then remember we ended up going on the Fantasy Cruise and I couldn't swing both of those. So,
all right. So if it's open 24 hours, I would assume that it's going to be like a 9 a.m. or 8 a.m. to 8 a.m. type of thing.
I think they did 7 to 7.
Yeah, 7 to 7. So then they take a break for 2 hours and then open again?
Yeah, like that's exactly what happened last time.
Okay. I was going to say, it's so easy to just go ahead and do 36 hours.
Yeah, really?
You could just stand outside for 2 hours. Yeah, that'd be really awesome. That's something you can do when you're like 23 and you're used to pulling all-nighters. But when you're an adult, it's kind of not going to happen. But there were people, Bob said, there were strollers and everything. You know, it's like 3 in the morning and he had a picture of the stroller parking area.
be awesome. I'd bring a sleeping bag and just get sleep there for like 4 hours or something.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder what the rules are on coming back. You know, you have
you
your
can
ticket.
Go in and out. Yeah. But yeah, I think that I think it sounds very exciting, and I know that a lot of people have been talking about it on Facebook, and they're planning on being there anyway, so they're going to do the 24 hours, and I wish I could be there. You'd have to drink like Red Bull or something like that.
Yeah, I'm not even sure if that would work for me.
I've never had that, so I don't even know. It'd probably like totally wire me.
Oh, forget it. You should never have it, Chris.
So I will wrap up this week's show right here. Thank you to PixieVacations.com for sponsoring this podcast. You can download our shows at iTunes or hop on over to mousechat.net. You can send us your comments and questions to comments@mousechat.net. Thanks so much. Join us again here next week on Mouse Chat.